Welcome to Ovi English School. Picture Sophia at dinner with two glasses of Chardonnay in front of her. Both come from the same grape, but one tastes bright, sharp, and lemony. The other tastes soft, creamy, and a little like toast. How can the same grape give such different results? Today we will follow one simple question. What gives wine its flavor? We will move from the vineyard to the cellar and then to the glass. Along the way, you will hear about acidity, tannins, alcohol, yeast, oak, and temperature. This story is not only about science, it is also about decisions. A few choices at the right moment can change what you smell, taste, and feel. By the end, the difference between those two glasses should make much, much more sense. Visit oviEnglish.com for the transcript and practice. Wine begins with grapes, but grapes do not decide everything. The final taste comes from a chain of choices. A grower decides when to pick. A winemaker chooses a tank, a barrel, a yeast, and a temperature. Each step leaves a mark on the wine. Let's start in the vineyard. Imagine a Chardonnay grower in Burgundy watching the weather in September. If she picks early, the grapes usually hold more acidity and less sugar. If she waits one or two more weeks, the grapes may become sweeter and softer. That one decision can change the whole style. Acidity is one of the biggest parts of flavor. It gives wine energy and freshness. It makes your mouth water, the same way lemon juice does. Wines with strong acidity often taste bright and lively. Wines with low acidity can feel broad, soft, or even a little tired. Climate matters here. In cool places, grapes usually keep more acidity. In warm places, they often lose some of it as they ripen. That is why a white wine from Germany can taste crisp and sharp, while a similar wine from a hotter region may taste rounder. The grape may be similar, but the weather changes the result. Acidity also affects aging. A wine with enough acidity often stays balanced for a longer time. It can still feel fresh after years in the bottle. Without that support, the wine may seem heavy or dull. So acidity is not only about taste today, it also shapes the wine's future. Now think about red wine. A young Cabernet Sauvignon often gives a dry feeling in your mouth. That comes from tannins. Tannins are natural compounds in grape skins, seeds, and stems. If you have drunk strong black tea and felt your tongue go dry, you already know that feeling. Red wines usually have more tannins than white wines because of skin contact. During red wine fermentation, the juice stays with the skins. That gives the wine color, structure, and grip. White wine is usually pressed off the skins much sooner. As a result, it often feels lighter and less drying. Tannins can be useful, but they can also feel hard when a wine is very young. Over time, they often soften. A bottle that seemed rough at first may feel smoother after a few years. This is one reason some red wines improve with age. Time changes not only the smell, but also the texture. Another key player is alcohol. Alcohol is made during fermentation. Yeast eats the sugar in grape juice and turns it into alcohol and carbon dioxide. If the grapes have more sugar, the final wine often has more alcohol. That usually creates a fuller, warmer feeling in the mouth. But high alcohol is not always a good thing. A wine at 14.5% can feel rich and powerful. It can also seem hot if the fruit and acidity are too weak. A lighter wine at 11% may feel fresh and elegant. Balance matters more than size. Good wine does not let one part shout over the others. Smell is just as important as taste. When people say a wine tastes like peach, pepper, toast, or mushroom, they often mean aroma. Those smells rise from the glass before the wine even reaches your mouth. Experts often divide them into three groups: primary, secondary, and tertiary aromas. Primary aromas come from the grape itself. Sauvignon Blanc may smell like grapefruit, grass, or green pepper. Muscat can smell floral and sweet. Secondary aromas come from fermentation. Yeast can create notes that remind people of bread, yogurt, banana, or cream. These smells depend on the method and the strain of yeast. Then come tertiary aromas, which develop with age. A young wine may smell of fresh fruit. After years in bottle or barrel, it can shift toward dried fruit, nuts, leather, or mushroom. This is why the same wine can seem simple when young and much deeper later. Time does real work inside the bottle. One famous change in the cellar is malolactic conversion. The name sounds technical, but the idea is simple. Sharp malic acid, which is found in green apples, changes into softer lactic acid, which is found in milk. When that happens, the wine often feels rounder and less sharp. Many Chardonnay wines go through this process, especially in Burgundy and California. It can also create a buttery note. That smell comes from a compound called diacetyl. Some drinkers love that rich, creamy style. Others prefer Chardonnay that stays lean and fresh. So this step is chemistry, but it is also a clear style choice. Oak aging is another strong influence. Some wines rest in French or American oak barrels for months or years. Oak can add flavors that remind people of vanilla, spice, toast, smoke, or coconut. It also lets in tiny amounts of oxygen. That slow contact can soften tannins and make the texture seem smoother. Imagine two Cabernet Sauvignons from the same harvest. One stays in a steel tank, the other spends a year in oak. The steel-aged wine may taste more direct and fruity. The oak-aged wine may feel deeper, softer, and more layered. The barrel does not only add smell, it changes the structure of the wine. Fermentation temperature matters too. Cooler fermentation often keeps fresh fruit aromas, which is useful for many white wines. Warmer fermentation can create a different shape and texture, and it is common in red wines. These choices may sound small, but together, they strongly affect the final bottle. That is why two wines from the same grape can taste so different. The weather may change from one year to the next. The grower may pick earlier, the winemaker may use different yeast, allow malolactic conversion, or choose oak instead of steel. Flavor is not random. It comes from chemistry, timing, and a series of human decisions. There is also a business side to all this. Wine is not a tiny hobby market. In 2023, the global wine market was valued at about $385 billion, according to Statista. That number shows how much people value these small differences in taste, style, and origin. In places like the European Union, labeling rules matter too, because buyers need clear information about what they're drinking. So when Sophia tastes those two Chardonnays, she is tasting more than grape juice. She is tasting climate, harvest timing, yeast, acid, barrel choice, and aging. One glass tells a story of freshness and tension. The other tells a story of softness and cream. Both can be excellent, but they became different through careful choices. Why can two wines from the same grape taste very different? Because weather and winemaking choices change the result. Harvest time, yeast, fermentation, and aging all affect flavor. What does acidity do in wine? It gives wine freshness and energy. It also helps the wine stay balanced and age better. Why do red wines usually have more tannins than white wines? Red wines ferment with the skins, seeds, and sometimes stems. That gives them more color, structure, and a dry mouthfeel. What happens during malolactic conversion? Sharp malic acid changes into softer lactic acid. This can make wine taste rounder, creamier, and less crisp. How can oak aging change a wine? Oak can add vanilla, spice, toast, or smoke notes. It can also soften tannins and make the texture feel smoother. Now the mystery is clearer. Two Chardonnays can start with the same grape, yet end up very different. One may be crisp and lively, the other may be creamy and rich. The difference comes from climate, timing, fermentation, and aging. This is what makes wine interesting for learners and for drinkers. Every bottle is a set of choices. When you hear words like acidity, tannins, or oak, you can now connect them to a real taste or feeling. Thanks for listening. I hope this story helped you understand wine in clear, useful English. See you next time. Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.